Hello and Gemar Chasima Tova. This is the first shiur of Tafshin Pei Dalet, first Vad. It is Dalet Tishrei of Tafshin Pei Dalet, September 19th. And today it should be for a Refuah Shleima for Chaim David Ephraim Ben Chana and Bunam Tzemach Aaron Ben Liba. And I decided to go back into the text of the Chafetz Chaim as he speaks encouragingly to the soldiers at war in his Sefer Machne Yisrael. We did mention we were going to talk about overriding and transcending mazel last time, and I decided not to delve into the intricacies of that topic right now. Perhaps it will resurface later on. So the Chofetz Chaim continues, and he's quoting a Zohar, the Pasuk that says, "Bitchu v'Hashem adayad." You should all trust in Hashem forever and ever. Don't stop trusting in Hashem. Don't stop relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Zohar, quoted by the Chofetz Chaim, comments, "Kol yomoy devar nash." All the days of a person, every single day, without exception, boy nistakfa be bekutcherichu. He needs to strengthen himself in Hashem. And I imagine the Chofetz Chaim is quoting this Zohar because it had said, "Va'ischazik David v'Hashem Elokav." David became strengthened in Hashem. That means his connection, his reliance, his depending on Hashem's kindnesses needed to be firmed, needed to be strengthened and hardened. Uman deshave be bitchone, and the one who places his trust in Him, betukfe, and his strength, he attributes and ascribes all of one's success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kizakayaus, as is appropriate and necessary, which is a very important little phrase, because my goal is full power bitachon, not one third, one half, 5/8, 3/4, anything like that. My goal, obviously, the goal is always put to the test, but the goal is 100% bitachon. As is appropriate and fitting, which is what is necessary. Anybody who does that and tries his or her hardest with bitachon, lo yochlin lav ashale kol b'nei alma. All people in the world, all creatures, will not be able to harm this person. The person will be invincible to harm. Now, we say to ourselves, come on, let's be honest. There are people who have bitachon and they get harmed, chas v'shalom. Let me tell you a story. We learned this in yeshiva when I was a bachur many years ago, this concept that according to the zechus that a person has of bitachon, that will be the person's salvation. So I asked my Rebbe, Rabbi Maimon Shlita, he's a Ben Achar Ben from the Rambam, direct descendant, Rabbi Avraham Maimon Shlita. I said, Rebbe, I don't understand. Didn't Rebbe Chanan Wasserman have bitachon that he would be saved from the Nazis? What about Rebbe Nachum Zemba? These are people who died in the Holocaust. They were Gedolim, Tzaddikim, and so many others. Didn't they have bitachon? And if they would have bitachon, then they would be rescued. They'd be delivered. So how could it be that there were casualties in the Holocaust? My Rebbe said to me, do you remember what we say on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur? There is a kina. It's also it's a slicha on Yom Kippur. And on Tisha B'Av, it's called a kina, a lamentation. It's about the Asara Haruge Mal, the 10 martyrs, the great tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, the leaders who were executed by the Romans, by the non-Jews. And in the beginning, what transpired before the execution? It says that one of them went up to Shemayim to consult and find out, are we supposed to go through with this or not? What's that all about? It was a cheshbon. They calculated and they consulted. And they concluded that this is what the Ratzon Hashem is. It's a decree. It's necessary for whatever the reason was, because of the 10 brothers who sold Yosef, without getting into all that. So my Rebbe said to me, in a similar fashion, on a different level, Rebbe Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, Rebbe Menachem Zemba Zatzal, people like that, they made a cheshbon. They calculated where and when they should be during those tsaros of the Holocaust. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he was in the United States, and he went back. He made a calculation, and he reached the conclusion he needs to be with his yeshiva. He gave them shiur. he actually taught them about the mitzvah of giving up one's life for the sake of Kiddush Hashem. So that was similar. They had Kol Bitachon, but they, in their minds, came to a realization that they needed to stick it out with their Talmidim, with their loved ones, with whomever they were. So that means that the Chafetz Chaim, what he quotes from the Zohar, that's not a contradiction. It says, Lo yochlin lav ashole kol b'nei alma. Anybody in the world is unable, everybody is unable to harm someone who has bitachon. If he has the bitachon, then he'll be saved, and that's his deliverance. Then he becomes untouchable by his foes, by his adversaries, and by those who want to harm him. Just activate that bitachon toward that end, and it will be effective. 100%. Mida keneged mida, according to that bitachon. And when things befall people, chas v'shalom, either they didn't have the bitachon at that moment, because they weren't able to gather their mental faculties and their capacity to devote all of it toward bitachon, whatever the reasons are. There's Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu. I once brought a very thought-provoking mystery to Rav Mordechai Schwab Zatzal, Mashkiach in Beis Shraga, in Muncie, the brother of Shimon Schwab, and also I heard Shmuzin from him when I was learning by Rav Meir Stern in Tosaic. And I had a mystery, a bitachon challenge that I asked Rav Mordechai Schwab, and he quoted me the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Hanis taros l'Hashem Elokeinu. There are hidden things that belongs to Hashem. Vaniglos lonu ulvanenu ad olam. Things that are easy to understand, that belongs to us. That's our realm. But the mysteries, those belong to Hashem. There are things beyond us. We said it in the Haftorah on the Tainus. Kilo machshavasai machshavotechem. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Velo darchechem durachoy. My ways are not your ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. The heavens higher than the earth, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So there's a realm that we are not able to access. But that's not our job to access. Our job is to have this bitachon, kidekayos, as the Zohar says, that the Chafetz Chaim quotes. Dachi Omar, it quotes the Zohar further, because this is what it said. Elokai, my God, my Almighty God, Hashem, Becha Batachti, I've trusted in you. You're the one I've trusted in. Al Evosha, I will not be embarrassed. I will not be ashamed. Al Yaltu Oivaili, my enemies will not celebrate and exult about me, because I've trusted in you, Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim continues to speak to the soldiers and to every one of us. V'zoher ma'od. But now there's a little bit of a caution we have to have. One should be very careful. Shalo yachshov v'libo. That one should not think in his mind, in his heart. V'eseisol ha'milchama. At the time that he goes out to war. At the time that a person goes to work. At the time that a person goes to engage in some kind of human interaction. Hello, Giborimanu. Ooh, we are strong and able. We are powerful. We're men of valor. We're well trained. It's the training that's going to do it. It's our army that's going to do it. It's my job. It's my doctor who's going to be the one to save me. He might be the instrument that Hashem uses. He might be the worthy human being, the beautiful Tzelem Elokim, no matter what religion Hashem sends. He's the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's not saving my life. He's the agent of Hashem to save me. If I train for the battlefield, if I worked on my skills to be able to perform properly at my job, it's not the skills and the training that gets me that paycheck. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gets it and sends it to me. I have to do the hishtadlus, as we've said so many times. But the hishtadlus, as the Masilat Yesharim says, it is not the mo'il, the hishtadlus, the effort is not what accomplishes. It's mukhrach, it's imperative, it's compulsory to go through all the motions of hishtadlus, sometimes to work really, really hard. But that hishtadlus, that effort is not what brings us to success. It's Hashem saying, you went ahead and performed the way you were supposed to, you did your hishtadlus, I will give you that success. Rav Sheyosim Iker Ma'uzo B'Hashem, says the Chafetz Chaim to the soldiers. The person has to place what he calls Iker Ma'uzo, his main strength is in Hashem. The yiftach bo, and the person has to trust in Hashem only. Ki hu ya'azvenu, that he will help him. There are bullets flying around on the battlefield. There are also figurative bullets flying around in life. All of these challenges and the hardships that we face. How do you walk between the bullets? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. Hu ya'azvenu. He will help the person to be in the right place at the right time. And like it's written in the Pasuk in Tehillim, we say it in the Hallelujahs, Lo bigvuras hasus yakpat. Hashem will not desire the strength of the horse. Lo bishoke ha'ish yirtzeh. Hashem is not interested in the legs of a person. That is not what saves and causes the person to be successful. Lo tashem es yireyav. Hashem desires and loves those who fear him. And a second category of people, those who wait and hope for his kindness, which we'll talk about a little bit later, Mirat Hashem. But let's look at this pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim, David HaMelech put this pasuk in Kuf Mem Zayin, pasuk Yud. What does it really mean? Lo vigvuras hasus yachpats. Hashem is not really interested in the strength of the horse. Lo bishoke ha'ish yiratzeh. And Hashem is really not wanting, desiring the legs, the strength, the muscle of a person. No, no, no. Whom does Hashem desire and want and cherish? Hashem loves those who fear him. He desires those. He's interested in that. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Kaviyako. Es hamiyachlim lechasto, those who are waiting, hoping for his kindness. But the Radak is bothered by this. He says, I don't understand something. Very simple question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in the power, in the muscle power of a horse and of a person's legs and of a person's strength and physique, so then why did Hashem invest the horse with physical power? Why did Hashem create muscles? Why? If that's not what Hashem wants, doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? The Radak explains, we're reading the Pasuk or understanding it not exactly correctly. Eino Omer, it doesn't mean to say, ki ein chetet hokel yisparach bigvuras asus. It doesn't say that Hashem is not interested in the horse being powerful. Ki hu shenasan lesus gevura. Who else gave the horse the strength except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Hashem gave the horse all this power, you know why he did that? Because he wants it to be powerful. He says, I'll prove it to you, the Radak says. Hashem said to Iyov, Hasite nasus gevura? Are you the one who's going to give strength to the horse? In that long dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Iyov, you're not the one who gave it strength. Well, by the fact that he says that, the Radak observes, Kemoshen asati ani? You won't give it the power. I empower. I energize the horse. I allow people to create war machines. I give that wisdom. Well, that means that Hashem is interested in that existing. So what does it mean that he doesn't want it? If he created it and he invested it with all that power, what does that mean Hashem doesn't want it, he's not interested in? You probably guessed already. Ella, Perusho, the explanation of the pasuk is, She'eino chafes, that Hashem is not interested, he does not desire, he does not treasure. But Adam Sheboteach Bigvuras Hasus. Ah, that's the one. I'm not going to be on Hashem's good side if I am trusting, I'm placing all of my trust and faith in the might and the strength of the horse. That's what it means Hashem doesn't want the strength of the horse. He's not interested in that being my focus and my reliance. Also, Hashem is not going to be so interested in the person who's trusting in his legs. Come on, legs, faster. Your legs are going to be what does it for me. That's my training. It's my workout. Kamosha Amar HaNavi. It's in Amos Beis. The prophet said, the Kal Baraglav, lo yimolet. The one who's light on his feet, the fast runner, won't necessarily be saved in a race against time or away from danger. The one who rides a horse won't save himself. So what's the meaning of this? It reminds me of Pasuk in Koheles. Lo lakalim hameiros. Maybe you're familiar with that Pasuk. Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech said, Lo makalim hameirot. The people who run fastest, they don't necessarily win the race. Lo la gibarim mochama. The strongest people, they don't necessarily win the war. The ones who are favored in a battle or in a game or whatever it is, they don't necessarily come out on top. Lo la chachamim lechem. It says in Koheles. Not necessarily do the smartest, wisest, most educated people have what to eat, have a parnasa. It also happens. Have you ever heard of somebody who's overqualified so he doesn't have a job? There's no jobs available because he's so smart, he's so educated, that he's not able to have a parnasa, a job that can bring in livelihood and bring in income. Now, on the other hand, of course, we know that it is important to learn and to study and to get an education, and where necessary, a degree or more than one degree. Of course, yes, yes. But there's no guarantee that that degree will secure the person's income and security when it comes to finances. So that's what the pasuk means here. Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin Yud. Hashem is not interested in being so associated and linked with a person who's placing his trust in his own abilities or his horse or his vehicle. Rabbi Wein told us a story about a person who bought very fancy car and drove to Manhattan for whatever reason. And of course, everybody knows that parking in Manhattan is not a simple task. So he found a parking garage and he was not able to park his car because they will not take responsibility for such a fancy car. And I think it happened repeatedly. And Rabbi Wein said that this man sat down and he wept out of exasperation. I spent all this money on the car and I can't even park it. I have nothing to do with it. Rochev Hasus, Lo Yamale Nafsho. It's the most beautiful automobile you could have. Also, another story. I was once sitting next to someone at a simcha, and this person was candidly telling his friend the following story. He said, you know, I can afford a, and I don't remember what it was, a Rolls Royce. I don't know what it mentioned. Just think of the fanciest car you can think of. Maserati, I don't know what's the best car you can get at that time. So I can afford this kind of car, but I thought maybe it was too ostentatious for me to do that. So I called my Rav and said, Rebbe, I can afford this kind of car, but should I really get it if I can afford it? I mean, it is befitting of someone in my situation, my position. And the man said to his friend, my Rebbe, my Rav told me, he said, no, you should just get a Cadillac. Get a new Cadillac, but don't get the Maserati or the Rolls Royce or whatever else. Because what happens is, if the person has the Rolls Royce, he's more prone to trusting in it, because that's the epitome, that's the ultimate in something a person would end up trusting in the perfection of the gashmiest item like that. So it says here in Tehillim, Lo bigburos asus yachpat. Hashem does not want a person to place his trust in the strength of his legs or his horse or his fortune or any other things that a person has. And certainly we're not supposed to place our trust in our efforts. Oh yes, my efforts will land me the success. No, if Hashem wants them to, they will. That'll be in the Ratzon Hashem. Doctors, these are all wonderful, important, and necessary in life. It's my house. If I have a beautiful house, that will give me Yishuv Das. I'll have peace of mind. It's my money. It's my physical strength, my wisdom, my erudition, my education, my vehicle, my wardrobe, my investments. Oh, investments, my annuities. It's the experts. The experts will tell me how it's going to be. Advisors, they know it all, don't they? Technology. Technology has all the answers, doesn't it? What about my training and my talents? The government. Maybe that will secure my bitachon. All of these can be agents and go-betweens that Hashem sends to help us. They are not in whom we trust. In God we trust. Baruch Hashem, it says it on the money, because that's the one we trusted. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Hashem doesn't want the person who's trusting in these agents and these powerful, beautiful, wonderful items that might help us, but they are not what saves us. Chafetz Chaim continues, why did David HaMelech divide two groups. The Chilko HaKasuv. The Pasuk divided it, the Shnayim, into two. What? Two what? Two groups of people whom Hashem desires, whom He does have interest in, because they're not trusting in the physical means to the end, or in the agents that Hashem sends. They're trusting only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who are these two groups? Well, it's Hashem Es Yireyov. Hashem desires, cherishes those who fear Him. Es HaMeyachalim L'chasto. It's like a second category of people. Those who are hoping for His kindness, waiting for His kindness. So the Chafetz Chaim wants to know, why did the Pasuk divide it into two groups? Isn't it one and the same? Below Kosov as Yireyov HaMeyachalim L'chasto. It didn't write it. It would have been smoother, a little bit more continuity. As Yireyov HaMeyachalim L'chasto. Those who fear Him, who are hoping and waiting for His kindness. Instead of saying Es Yireyov HaMeyachalim L'chasto, all in one breath, David HaMelech said, Rotze Hashem Es Yireyov, Hashem desires those who fear Him, Es HaMeyachalim L'chasto, another S, the word that precedes the direct object, HaMeyachalim L'chasto. Why do we have another S that divides it into two groups? Answer is, there are two groups. And guess what? They both are entitled to trust in Hashem. Lahoros lanu, to show us. The lomi boy, that there's no need to say, lomi boy means it goes without saying. Im arata hayam michlal anashim yirei Hashem. Oh, if a person until now was a God-fearing person, he was in that group, mekayem mitzvosa, fulfilling Hashem's mitzvos, His precepts. There, that goes without saying. Of course Hashem's supervision, His hashkacha, His eye, kaviyachal, is over such people to rescue them from death. Like the Chazal said, that even for the sake of saying Shema, morning and evening, bilvad, alone, that men are chayev to say, it's b'shach b'chov kumecha, to say kriyas Shema. Nitzolim, we're saved. You know where that's hinted to in the Torah, I'm sure. In Parsha Shoftim, where the anointed Kohen says, Shema Yisrael, listen, Jews, you're going out to war against your enemies today. So why does he say Shema Yisrael? To hint that even the zechus of saying Shema, that's pretty rudimentary. People who aren't necessarily that scholarly even, often will being say Shema, they'll say Shema morning and evening. So that's the first group. Hashem desires and loves those who fear Him. Of course, that is self-explanatory. That's very basic information, that those people have a right to trust in Hashem. It's kind of coming to them that they can trust in Hashem, they need to trust in Hashem, and they deserve it. But what about someone who hasn't been behaving so well? This is perfect for Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Let's say I am far from perfect, very far from perfect. Do I have any license to trust in Hashem? And I can take this with me during Aseret Yemei Teshuva and for the whole next year and forever. Elafilu im arata, even if until now, lo haya michlal kas yirei Hashem b'shleimus, the person, there was something left to be desired in his or her avodas Hashem. He was not included in, he wasn't in the class of people who really fear Hashem. Bishlemus, with totality, with wholeness and perfection, very far away. Oh, am I far away. Afal pichein, even so, al yisya'esh atmo min harachamim. This is perfect going into Yom Kippur. The person should not despair. Don't give up from Hashem's compassion and mercy. No, it is accessible to me too. It's what they call, it is open enrollment in the bitachon. I can enroll in the bitachon mindset. Open enrollment, everybody. There's no discrimination. David HaMelech said it. Rotze Hashem es Yireyov. Certainly Hashem desires and saves those who fear Him. Es HaMeyachalim L'chasto. But also the second group, who aren't necessarily so Yirei Shamayim. They haven't really been so perfect in their avodas Hashem. They leave a lot to be desired. Still, al yisya'esh atmo min harachamim. A person should not give up. A person should not despair. from Hashem's mercy. V'yivtach b'Hashem. You should trust in Hashem. You'd be surprised. Maybe it'll be better than I think. It will be better than I think. For sure it will, with bitachon. Whatever it was supposed to be before, it's going to be better because of bitachon. It's guaranteed. He keeps repeating it and proving it. V'yayachel l'chasto. All that person has to do is to be from that group. Es hamayachalim l'chasto. We go into Yom Kippur. Those hoping and waiting for Hashem's kindness, we pour out our hearts. Don't be bashful in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Get up there with confidence and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, there's one solution to it all. Please bring Mashiach. What about that? Let's have the Yeshua, because everything, yes, will be solved. Not immediately, according to the popular opinion in the Gemara, but that's certainly the global way to go. And the Mashiach Yisharim says, well, wait a minute. Who do you think I am that I can bring Mashiach? Do I really have the audacity to really get up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, please Hashem, bring Mashiach? It's in Yalav Yavo, V'zichron Mashiach ben David Abdecha. Can I really say that with confidence? I'm just a little pipsqueak. I'm just little old me. Answer is yes. Of course. I need to do my part, my obligation. And who knows? Maybe because of my tefillah, maybe cumulatively with everybody else's, maybe that was the one that was necessary to bring Mashiach this year. What do I know is going on in Shammai? Shum yischased im habotchim bo. Hashem does kindness with those who trust in Him. Therefore, even if I'm category number two, I'm not Yireyav. I don't really fear Hashem. There's a lot left for me to work on. I'm so far away. That doesn't matter. I am not discriminated against. Non-discrimination policy when it comes to open enrollment in Bitachon when we daven. Ukamo shekasuv, as it says, Rabbi Machovim LaRasha. The wicked person has many pains, lots of aggravation. Babateach b'Hashem chesed yisov evenu. But the one who trusts in Hashem, kindness, loving kindness, will surround the person. Well, if he godel ha-Bitachon, ken hu godel ha-Hatzlacha. We're going to end off with a grand finale line that the Chofetz Chaim repeatedly reminds us. I have it circled every time it comes up in this piece, in Machne Yisrael. And according to the greatness of the trust, the degree of trust, the proportion, so is the greatness of the success that we have. That's how it should be, Emirat Hashem, as we have a Gemara Chesima Tova. We move into Yom Kippur. And we should be able to get up and dive into Hashem. I feel inadequate. I've fallen so short of where I'm supposed to be. Put it all aside and just get up and dive in. Hamiachlim l'chasto. If we wait and hope for Hashem's kindness, then our tefillos will for sure be accepted. And the more bitachon we have, the more deliverance, the more salvation, the more joy, fulfillment, and good health, emotional, physical, and spiritual health, Hashem should send all of us. We should all have a Gemara Chesima Tova. Thank you so much for joining.